Jared here, IPCPR 2015, New Orleans, Louisiana. Getting my second interview ever on Cigar Federation because someone was able to talk me into it. And it's pretty easy to interview someone whose cigars you've become pretty popular with you. So we got Akil here with Regis Cigars. We're going to see what he's got coming out this year and how the show's been going for him. Akil, how's it going?
Yeah, great. You know, apart from today, obviously, you know, I feel like the inside of a tramp's asshole, but do you want me to hold this?
You can. That's right.
All right. Today I feel like the inside of a tramp's asshole. A friend of mine got maced last night, and it's true. And I had a seizure from eating too many oysters. But apart from that, we're doing well. You know, I'm just proud to say that the cigars have been doing really, really well. We've had an incredible show. So all the guys who are watching out there, all the retailers, and all my loyal customers and smokers, you know, thank you very much, you know. And there's one of them there, Emil. Yeah, loving it. But yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
This exclusive, I've seen the red label, Exclusivo USA. What's the difference with this white label on this one compared to the double red?
So the red label is very rich and balanced cigar. It's got a lot of complexity to it. If the red label's like a steak, this is more like a sort of, you know, nice kind of white fish, sort of more of a delicate cigar, but it's got more complexity and a bit more spice. So that's more balanced and this one's more complex, you know, two different flavors. Okay. In terms of the construction, the red's, you know, all Nicaraguan like this one, but this one has a double binder. And you know, what we do is, you know, the progression of flavor in both cigars is still there. You know, it starts smooth and it builds up all the way through.
So the reds are pretty full, solid. Not full, but like it's like a more of a meat base. And this is more delicate, more intricate flavors, a little more to this cigar.
Similar? So what I'd say is the reds, I'd say more full flavored. They're about similar strength, if that makes sense. But the red's more full flavored. It's got more meatiness to it, as you say. Builds up. It's, you know, it doesn't tar up at all, but it's very robust, the flavors. And this, that, yeah, you're right, the flavors are more subtle. You've got the floral notes, and it's like the difference between, you know, a Chianti, or not? No, it's like the difference between a Sauvignon Blanc, which is that one, and maybe a Merlot. You know, I mean, similar strengths, maybe, I guess, but different flavors.
All right, got you there. The good-looking cigars, all these Exclusivos look really good. I got a couple of these I have to light up here, and if you haven't had any Regis, go out and find them, whether you get the black label, the white labels, the Exclusivos, if you can find an Orshant, pick one of those up. They're great, great stuff. Suggest you go find them. Akil, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate it. This is Jared signing off for interview number 2, IPCPR 2015.